Good. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Valid at participating locations for a limited time.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Don't look now, but there's one man too many in this room, and I think it's you.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Feeling pretty good today. Another nice day. A little warmer, but it's nice. And settle back. Don't worry about the traffic on your way home. It's not a big deal. In fact, by the time you get home, you'll be glad you were stuck in traffic because it caused you to hear something here you wouldn't have heard otherwise. Okay?
What's that?
I don't know yet.
Oh.
But it'll come
up. We'll do something.
No, we'll
something will happen today.
And they'll go, man, I'm kind of glad I got stuck in traffic, or I wouldn't have heard that. So welcome, everybody, to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on this, the 13th day of September 2016 A.D., Anno Domini, year of our Lord. Or to many people, just another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Was it 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day?
I tried to throw you off there. Did you see that? I was acting like I wasn't paying
attention. I know.
Yeah.
No, I know exactly what you were doing. So, I feel kind of uppity today a little bit. I just did an interview with the Ladue News.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
And,
Whoa. What did you talk about?
I thought you had
about?
To live in Ladue
yeah.
to be
no.
in Ladue News. No?
And one of the things I was asked, which is pretty interesting, is about these running gags and how they start. I don't know.
Right.
I have no idea how we start some of the things that we
And
do.
I have a little better memory than you. Not much, but a little better. And I have no idea how most of them
like Sleepy Dusty Dell today. Why is it that one day I just decided every day I'm going to... I don't know. I know we talked about the song.
Right.
But to pick that piece out. Geez. And I told him, too, Paul Brown. It was really a very professional interview. And I just said, look, sometimes you do things and you don't know... But if you do it again and again and again, and you keep doing it, you just keep doing it because it just feels right. But I don't know most of it. Anyway, I know that was...
I don't know if that dusty one feels right still, but...
You hate it, and we're going to do it anyway. But the thing with Bernice is she said that word all the time.
Yeah.
She didn't get two sentences out of it. Anyway, so I kind of get it, but I don't know at what point we decided... Was it after she passed away, or we did it before?
No,
we did it to her.
Yeah.
She would call, and we'd throw her own voice
would,
back at her.
Yes.
Yeah, it was before.
She would always get so mad, too. And
if we sat down and tried to make a list of the running stupid gags, Paul Harvey Harris, okay, there's probably 80 of them, 50 to 100 of them. Some we do often, some we... The Carruthers Brothers. Yeah, it's just, I don't know.
Well, the Carruthers Brothers just started off to be David.
Yes.
Because that was...
That's right.
Something did collapse downtown, right?
It was like a facade or something.
Yeah, it was a news story. So
like
David,
the awning of a building.
Right, now, here's what today is driving me nuts. Part of this weight loss, by the way, the clothes I have on, my jeans, I'm wearing blue jeans, shirt, shoes, socks, and underwear, weigh 3 pounds. So I thought I'd throw that out there.
Wow.
Because I got on the scale nude, and then I got on the scale with my clothes on. Now I know I have 3 pounds of clothes on.
Oh.
So I also eat every morning this packaged oatmeal. It comes in a little box of maple sure. brown sugar. That's the one. And I put 2 spoons of brown sugar in with it.
I do too.
I love brown sugar.
Do you put a little butter in with it too?
Oh, sometimes I do, yeah. But I want to keep this weight down, so I'm eating oatmeal. And today it occurred to me, I have no idea where oats come from. What is oat? What are oats? Is that its own plant? Is it made out of wheat? And so far, nobody knows.
No.
I've asked 6 people here. Nobody has any idea what oatmeal. I've never heard anybody go, well, our family's in the oat business.
And I always thought it was connected somehow to wheat.
But we don't know.
No.
The point is, another one of those things that your whole life...
Oats.
You see it, you eat it, you what? You don't know what it is. Oats. Somebody, if you're an oat farmer... Would you call us and tell us how we get oatmeal? Wheat is wheat,
yeah.
And you make bread out of it and whatever. Cornmeal, I think, is made out of corn, all right?
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Wheaties are made out of wheat, or oaties would be a cereal made out of oats.
Yeah.
Who's growing oats, and what is it? Don't have a clue. So that's one of the... This is something you will learn... get those calls. The calls are lighting up. A lot of people. See, this is the thing. We always get an answer.
But yeah. We did this yesterday, too. Remember about the fishing?
And I might add, we had a discussion yesterday about fishing license. So somebody sent me the Missouri State Conservation bylaws. Yeah. And here's the deal. The people who said, if it's your own property... You do not have to have a license, and no one in your family has to have a license to fish. So all the people that said, doesn't matter if it's your own property, you still have to have a license. No, you
not
don't.
Not true.
Not if it's your property, no.
Did you find out the thing about the...
I found out that under 15, you don't need a license, and over 65. 65 and over, you don't.
Them stocking your lake deal?
It never referred to stocking. It didn't even refer to who stocked the lake. The point is, if it's your lake, regardless of who stocked it...
You don't have to...
You don't have to have a fishing license.
That's what made sense to me yesterday. But,
it was interesting yesterday that the people were convinced that they were right, even the ones who were wrong. So that's the.
And then they'd call and go, no, he was
wrong.
That's
the final say on the fishing thing. What do we got here?
Greg on line one.
He knows. He knows.
That's what he said. He knows.
Greg, how are you?
Good day, gentlemen. I am a M and a PM.
Thank you very much. Right, so what's the story with oats?
Well, it's in the grain family, you know, like wheat, barley, oats.
We know that.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's just another grain. It looks kind of like wheat, only the grains are longer, bigger, a little longer, and so the heads of the plant are longer.
Where are these oat plants? I've never heard anybody say they grow oats. Who's growing this stuff?
Farmers out in Kansas, the big farms grow them out there.
Okay, nobody has ever been in a car and said, look at that oat field.
But you probably, from the picture I saw online, it just looked like a green stalk. You probably wouldn't even know
My point is, nobody ever says, oh, look, oat field.
And I think the oats are the seeds, right, inside the plant?
The oats are the seeds. The oats are the heads, just like a wheat. A wheat head is full of these little seeds. And oats is the same thing.
You just mentioned barley. That's another
barley
one.
It grows in a head. And the reason you're probably not going to hear anybody say anything about look at the oat field is because oat fields and wheat fields look a whole lot alike.
Rice
looks a lot alike, too. Rice grows in a plant.
Okay, but here's my point. When you hear farm reports, like Farmer Dave, or you just, in general conversation, you hear people say, yeah, we harvested the wheat. Nobody ever says, well, our barley crop wasn't too good. Never. It's like, who grows barley? Where's it grown? I never hear of it. Never hear anybody say oats.
Northwestern states grow barley a lot. Montana,
okay.
And Wyoming and stuff like that. Same way with the western states grow more oats.
And maybe it's like cotton. If you leave here, but when you get to Sykeston, cotton fields. It's like somebody drew a line and said, if you step over this line, you can't grow cotton. Now,
watermelons won't grow around here either. You got to have sandy soil for watermelons. That's why they grow good in Sykeston and all over Arkansas.
Now, this guy knows some stuff, yeah. Greg. Well, Greg, we appreciate the information. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Have a great day.
You too. When I was in Tennessee growing up as a kid, picking cotton was a big deal. Cotton everywhere. I think it's funny. You get on 55, just go south. You hit about Sykeston, cotton fields. Now, you're going to tell me that 10 miles north of there you can't grow cotton? Where does it stop and why?
The soil, I guess, from what he said. And why would the soil
change dramatically
so
at some imaginary line? Let me talk to Gary. Gary, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Frank. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine, too, and I like the way you talk. You sound like a guy who knows something about farming.
Well, I've done it for a year or two anyway.
Where's that accent from? Where are you from?
I'm from down to Boot Hill, down around Cape Girardeau.
All right.
I like what you talk.
Well, I like it, too. What's the story on the oat thing?
Well, like the previous caller said, oats is a grain similar to wheat. If you was looking at them out across the field, unless you knew what you was looking at, you probably wouldn't be able to tell the difference. A little bit shorter in stature, a little thicker in the head parts. That's about the only difference.
Mm.
It's raised a lot through the northern central states, like he said, the Dakotas, over into Iowa and whatnot. The biggest Quaker oats and whatnot is located in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and they raise a lot of it up that way up into Canada.
All right, what about barley? Never heard anybody say we've got a barley crop.
Barley, I don't know a whole lot about. Never raised that. When I was a kid, we raised quite a few oats. We had horses and whatnot. In fact, when I was a kid, Dad was still using his draft horses. So we raised oats for that, and that was in the 60s. So, I mean, it's been done some in this area, just not so much. You just don't see it so much anymore in this area.
I like the fact that you said whatnot like five times. I haven't heard that. I haven't heard that since I was a kid, and I used to hear it all the time.
Whatnot.
Well, they go down and grow oats and whatnot. And thank you for saying that.
Whatnot, and we're fixing to go do something. How about that?
Okay, you are the southern part of Missouri. Thank you, Gary.
All right, I appreciate it. Good.
Yeah. Fixing and reckon.
I reckon. Yeah, it's a feed for a lot of livestock, I heard. But then, I don't know, I guess. They have all the different kinds now. Have you seen that? There's rolled oats, steel-cut oats.
Well, here's the thing.
Take a look at oats.
Pour some oats in your hand. Look at what you're eating. It's like dandruff. It looks like big dandruff or something. It's just like somebody shredded the skin off. It's just weird. It's weird. Tasteless. It's completely tasteless.
When he said feeding the horse oats.
You know what else is tasteless?
Like a horse eating oats.
Yeah.
That's
a great joke. We can never tell. That's one of the dirtiest. Great. Don't email me, please. Do not email me and say, hey, Frank, send me the horse eating oats joke. I can't. Here's the punchline. It feels like a horse eating oats. That's the punchline. Okay, figure it out for yourself. Rice is tasteless. Eat some white rice. It's absolutely tasteless. So are oats.
And that's grown in, like, flooded fields. I know that.
You know what else I think is tasteless? Mashed potatoes. What do mashed potatoes taste like? If you don't put any butter or salt or pepper.
Plain potatoes are
nothing.
Pretty bland.
Tastes like nothing. Sweet potato has a taste. It actually has a kind of a sweet taste. You're listening to Food Talk on the Big 550, where we don't know anything about any of this, and apparently a lot of people don't know where we get some of the stuff that we eat. Now, pecans, that's a southern thing. One more thing. You folks when you go on vacation, you go down like to Alabama and whatever, you'll start to see a lot of signs for boiled peanuts. Do not eat that mess. It's horrible. Horrible. But you'd think everybody down there ate them and loved them because they're everywhere. Boiled peanuts.
Yeah.
Big signs, a roadside stand. I finally tried them. I almost gagged to death trying to eat it.
Is it the shell and all, or just the nuts?
No, it's just the peanut. It's a mush. It's a mushy nut. It's horrible.
You'd think maybe it'd be like peanut butter, but not, no?
No, it's terrible. So there, fair warning, don't waste your time with boiled peanuts. We're going to take a break, and this is Tuesday. So what's going to happen is this. We're going to break, we come back, we're going to take your calls, we're going to talk about anything. That's what we do. And then around 4:30, Colin Jeffrey is going to come in here and tell you what movies and TV shows you might want to avoid, which ones you might want to watch. I went to see that. I don't know if I said this yesterday. I went to see Don't Breathe over the weekend, and it's a thriller, and I really liked it. And when you think about the plot, it's a very interesting situation. I'm not giving anything away because it's in the trailer. These three thugs, two guys and a girl, they're robbing people to get cash. And they realize that there's a guy who has a considerable amount of cash in his house. He got a settlement from a traffic accident. And the word had gotten out that he took it in with the bank, got cashed. He put it somewhere in his house. So they're going to rob him. He's blind. Okay, so now think about this. There are three of you, two male, one female. And they're bad. They're delinquents. They're bad. And they go, listen, we've got a piece of cake. We go rob a blind guy. Well, not so fast. It's not a piece of cake. And it gets really interesting what happens when they try to rob a blind guy. That's all I'm going to tell you. I enjoyed it. I've told you before, I like things that when I watch them, you walk away going, wow, that could really happen. As opposed to an alien bursting out of somebody's chest. And, you know, that's not going to happen. I don't think. I hope it's not going to happen. You'll do weather, a traffic check and see if we get Mr. Long. Oh, I do the honors on Tuesday. Yes. That's right. I get the privilege of talking to you about, well, a dealership that has supported this show for almost 13 years now. Johnny Landoff, a man I met on a Saturday, and I mean by Monday, he was on the air here 2 days later. I'd like to say we saved the Johnny Landoff dealers. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Who knows where they would be had they not had all the AM and the PM sales they've had over the years. The truth is they'd probably be fine. But it's also the truth that you folks who have let them know your AM and the PM have taken that dealership to another level. They appreciate it. We appreciate it. So here's how this works. You need a car. I don't know how many dealerships there are in Seattle. How many car dealers do you think there are? I'm going to say 60.
Oh, yeah.
Easily. Yeah, 70, yeah. 80. All right, so now you eliminate the ones you know you can't afford a Mercedes. Let's eliminate that. I don't like whatever. Eliminate that. You get it down to the cars you would consider looking at. And probably one of those, whether you're a truck buyer or a car buyer, is going to be a Chevy. Now, we don't care if you look at the other stuff. We just want you to include Johnny Landoff in your car shopping. And my guess is if you do that and you compare, you can compare prices all you want to. Here's what you're going to find. They're all within a couple of bucks of each other. But then you're going to start to compare the way you were treated, the way they dealt with you. And I'm going to guess the winner will be Johnny Landoff. And I'm also going to go ahead and speculate that you'll buy your next vehicle there and you'll tell friends and relatives, see, that's what they want. They're not interested in getting your money, closing the deal, you walk away, done. They're done with you. They want it to be an experience so good that you will tell other people, oh, you've got to go to Landoff. And I think that's what's going to happen. They just have a way of dealing with people that turns the people around who, before they had gone to Landoff, had said, I hate buying a car. I dread, and I've heard people say they dread car shopping more than they dread going to the dentist or a colonoscopy or whatever. Wow, you're going to the wrong places to shop for a car. We can put an end to that. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, 24/7 at Landoff.com. Meet me.
And we're going to get a check on traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, you have a stalled vehicle on northbound 270. It's between Marshall Road and Big Bend. That's got the left lane blocked, and traffic now is backed up. It looks like approaching Highway 44. There was a stall or an accident blocking a couple lanes on eastbound Highway 40 near Jefferson, but that's been cleared. So traffic now is starting to roll toward the Poplar Street Bridge, but you're backed up a little bit east of Hampton. If you're traveling on southbound or westbound 5570 near 203, they're doing some road work with a slowdown there. Southbound 270 already slow from Ladue down through Doherty Ferry. And on westbound 70, a little slowdown now west of the Earth City Expressway through 5th Street. This traffic report, it is brought to you by Firestone. Stop by your nearest Firestone Complete Auto Care this Thursday through Sunday for big savings, like $100 off any purchase of $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. The Big Sports Show. The Big Sports Show.
Hello, everybody. It's Jim Huer. 6:30 to 9 on Tuesday night. Brendan Weese and I start to break down Mizzou in Georgia. And in the 8 o'clock hour, we're talking NFL with Jim Thomas of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
The Big Sports Show. The Big Sports Show. Weeknights from 6:30 till 9 on the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Message and data rates may apply.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by earning your degree from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University offers over 100 of its highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as on campus from wherever you are.
My name is Jonathan. I live in Portland, Oregon, and my major is communications. Arizona State had the overall reputation that I wanted to have on my professional resume. I started looking into their online campus, and what I saw fit perfectly with what I wanted to do with my life.
Learn more. Text LEARN to 369-369. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now, discover for yourself how ASU Online can help you gain real-world experience you can start using today. Get started towards earning your ASU Online degree by texting LEARN to 369-369. Again, that's LEARN to 369-369.
Calling all business owners. Are you running your business without being incorporated? If you answered yes, you are now eligible to incorporate in just 10 minutes. It's a quick incorporation event from Incorporate.com, designed to save small business owners from the risk of losing everything. Just call this number for your free 10-minute incorporation guide, 1-800-600-5617. If you're not incorporated, it's not just your business that can be sued. It's you too, which means you could lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why small business owners across the country are now scrambling to incorporate during this event. Call now for your free 10-minute incorporation guide while supplies last. 1-800-600-5617. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. But hurry and call now while they're still giving these 10-minute incorporation guides away for free. Call 1-800-600-5617. That's 1-800-600-5617.
You know, summertime may be winding down, but it's time to start thinking about sprucing up your yard for fall. Passiglia's Nursery and Garden Center can help you out. Passiglia.com is where you go on the web, or you can call them at 636-458-9202. That is the number to call to book your landscape appointment for your fall outdoor project. Whether it's a retaining wall, perhaps you want to put in a pergola, or maybe change out some plants, you can do it at Passiglia. Is Nursery and Garden Center, located at Highway 109 and Clayton Road in Wildwood. They've been around for more than six decades here in the St. Louis area. A knowledgeable and professional staff will help you every step of the way. You got to make some plans, they can do it for you. You want to do the planning yourself, they can help you along. And all the planting, it's either you or them. You take your pick. You'll find yourself strolling through the 8 acres of beautiful trees and shrubs. Passiglia's Nursery and Garden Center is ready to plan your beautiful fall landscaping. So when springtime rolls around, it'll look even better. Passiglia's Nursery and Garden Center at 109 and Clayton Road in Wildwood, Passiglia.com.
If you have sleep apnea, a CPAP system can be a lifesaver, but not if it's making you sick.
I've been using a CPAP for 6 years, and every year I would get upper respiratory infections. Last year I was very sick over and over again for a total of 5 months, coughing, sneezing, feeling terrible.
A dirty CPAP can make you sick, but now SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-400-2016.
Out of desperation, I searched the internet and found this amazing and wonderful product. I've been using the SoClean machine for 8 months now and have not had a single infection.
SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs in minutes, and it's completely hands-free. Don't wait. You owe it to your health to call for your risk-free trial right now. Call 1-800-400-2016. 1-800-400-2016.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dogs. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Are you tired of seeing your retirement account make money just to eventually lose it? Wake up to Rethinking Retirement every Sunday at 7 a.m. with me, Marvin Mitchell, where we give safe, secure strategies that work.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
The world has a bunch of really weird people in it. And I've said before, every day, each one of us, we're within several yards, probably, of somebody either really crazy or really dangerous. And later in the Playhouse, we'll go over this story. But Peon,
sometimes in your own house, even.
Yeah. Peon found this thing. This is beyond belief to me. And to think that there are people walking around. This is a woman in Oklahoma, and she's facing jail time. They found out that she was married to her own daughter, like a lesbian marriage with her own daughter. But it gets better. Prior to that, she was married to one of her sons. What in the world? Ugh.
I don't think Jerry Springer never had a show that good with a story that...
No.
Holy... No. No, no. And then... She and her son, and if you saw a picture of her, you'd go, my goodness, West Virginia, worst trailer park. She looks exactly like what you'd think she'd look like. And when she was married to her son, they were upset that they couldn't have a child together. Are you kidding me?
Oh.
Brother. Yeah, they're out there. They're everywhere. First Community Credit Union. Let's have a little chat about this place. A great place to bank. And I'm not the only person that feels that way. All the members feel that way. That's right. We're members, like belonging to a club. And we haven't talked much about it, but we are going to now for a little while because they have a terrific business loan department. And they specialize in smaller commercial loans, meaning... Like $100,000, you need vehicles or equipment, and let's just say in the neighborhood of $100,000, $80,000, $100,000, $150,000. They're great at this. My sons have done business loans with First Community, and my goodness, are they good at what they do, and really competitive with rates. So think about that. If you have a business and you want to expand, and you need $100,000 or so, please talk to the folks at First Community Credit Union. And for the rest of you who just need a place to bank. Why don't you consider banking where we bank and become one of us? There are 42 locations making First Community the biggest credit union in the St. Louis area. And they sponsor the yard sale every Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock. It's a fantastic show. If you've never heard it, it is so much fun to listen to. And Paul Warner does a great job and has done it since day one. And I think it's been easily 10 years. He's been doing this. So Saturday morning, 7 to 9, the only sponsor is First Community Credit Union. You can, I think you should just stop in, have some popcorn, tell them it's okay, it's on us, ask some questions, get some literature, or you can always go to firstcommunity.com. You'll take some calls. Burke, sure. So we do the Burke segment. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right, this is Eon the Peon. It's all yours.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.
The Olympics are over.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well,
but did you know that the Paralympics...
Yes.
Took place in Rio.
I did
too,
know
right
that.
After.
No, I did know that.
I missed that. That was supposed to be, that was televised, wasn't it?
I think so. I think,
yeah,
well, I'm sure you could
televised.
Have found it online.
I can tell you something.
Too.
Some of those events are more interesting to me to
yes.
watch than physically fit athletes.
Oh, sure.
Like wheelchair
have,
basketball.
Yes.
My
yeah.
goodness, that's something.
Yeah. So apparently they had the 1,500 meter race just over the weekend on Sunday. And.
Now, what do you mean you say race? You mean running?
Yeah, a 1,500-meter race. And so, yeah, what everybody's thinking is it like that one guy from South America? You remember Oscar Pistorius? Or is it legs like
right,
that?
Right, right,
South Africa. And but no, most of these, I think they break them up into different categories. And this was a race for visually impaired. So
I saw
blind runners.
A segment... On a
really?
Guy. Yes, this guy is lightning fast, and he runs tethered to another guy. Like, think of a little handcuffs, like a rope between their wrists. They
really?
Run side. Yeah, they run side by side. That's how he trains.
Oh, how he trains. Yeah. Okay. Well, apparently they're by themselves during this race. The top four.
Before you say anything, I'm sitting here trying to imagine closing my eyes, and just go.
Yeah.
That's got to be scary.
I don't know if they maybe have like a beeping thing towards the finish line.
They have straight.
Maybe something like that.
Yeah.
But the top four Paralympic blind runners in this race beat the gold medal time for the regular Olympics.
So the fourth place guy
would have won the gold medal if he competed with.
Could he have?
I don't think they allow. I don't think they allow disabled people into the.
When he ran blind, was he on a track with a bunch of other people?
Yes, I think they all run side by side.
But not a circular track.
I think it's the exact same track they run.
How in the world could that be? How could you know?
Unless it's feel, or like what Peon said, if there's some sort of beat.
Sound.
If there's a certain beat that means you need to go a little to the left, and another beat means you go a little to the right. There'd have to be. You can't possibly know how to run an oval track if you're blind.
There's got
to
be something.
Yeah, so.
We've talked about this before. My single greatest fear, second to going to prison, is being blind. I'm not kidding. I would not be a good blind person.
Yes, I would think.
I would be mean to everybody.
You would prefer to be. Lose your
now, if I were blind, I said, "How you doing?" I'd shut up.
If you have to,
I'd be mean.
So yeah, I just thought that was amazing. Yeah. The top four Paralympic runners beat the gold medal time of the regular Olympics. So
they should somehow get credit for that.
They get medals. I mean, they get Paralympic medals, but I don't know what you could do besides that. The next thing I have, I saw this story. I wonder how you'll take to this. They're looking into how would you feel getting onto an airplane with no pilot?
No pilot?
Yeah, well, this is like the driverless car.
Oh, one day.
This is going to sound weird. That, to me, is not as scary as a driverless car thing.
Yes, because all the planes up in the sky would be driverless, whereas, because of congestion,
you're not ever going to have a Manchester Road type situation with a bunch of planes all jammed together.
Because they're saying right now, pilots really only do 5% of the flight of commercial flights. It's essentially takeoff and landing.
I would say that's probably true
because the rest of the time they're just automated. On autopilot. Yeah. It's all coordinates in there,
right?
And so you wouldn't have to worry about the computer being drunk, tired,
right?
All those other human, because essentially they said most airplane crashes, they get harder to find out the reason why. But in most cases, it's probably because of human factors.
No, absolutely, is pilot error.
So, I just think that would be. They say there was.
It would be weird. And how can you do that and not have a pilot in case the system craps out where you could take over manually?
Yeah.
You would probably have multiple computer systems in place, I would think. Or somebody on the ground where somebody from down there could take over. They're actually in January that Consumer Electronics Show they do in Las Vegas every year, a Chinese company unveiled the first ever passenger drone. So it'll be like a backpack.
Think about the drones we have now. They're big. You're just putting somebody in there, and they fly them all the time.
You won't even fly it. You'll put in all the flight plan already into the computer.
And it just does what it needs to do.
So I think that one may happen. I think before cars. I think. Do you think commercial planes with no pilot?
I don't know. They're talking about.
I don't think in our lifetime either one's going to happen.
I think definitely. The
Maybe
cars
not yours,
will.
But my lifetime. No, they'll be there, but they're not going to be
like everywhere.
Right.
Yeah. Because aren't they saying that Domino's is talking about?
But here I've said this before.
Those delivery ones.
The first time there's one bad fatality. It's going to set that whole thing back. They're going to shut down and go, okay, we need to make sure this doesn't happen again.
But, I mean, look at how many human error accidents there are every day. If you were to eliminate all the humans out of the equation, there would be, maybe 1% of the total amount of accidents, I would think.
If all the cars were driverless and run, I think that is much safer than having humans on the But you'd have to have all of them.
Anything to get humans out of the equation.
Right. Yeah,
that's where everything gets screwed up. But that was it. I just thought that was interesting. I don't think it would bother me getting on a commercial plane knowing that it was strictly computer.
I think maybe the best thing is don't tell us. Just don't tell us.
Have somebody,
you know what?
An actor
we don't see
there.
The pilot fly.
Exactly.
They close the doors.
Yeah.
We don't see it. So if we didn't know, then you're fine. Dan, do you have anything?
No, I would tell everyone to watch if you can. I watched this the other night on Sunday night on TNT, and watch for it if it comes up. It's almost like a documentary, but it's a show called Neighborhood Sessions.
You told me about
it. Yeah, I told you about this yesterday. It's on.
And by the way, from the title, I have to stop saying "by the way." I say that a lot. You can't tell from the title what it is. Neighborhood Sessions. What does that mean?
Neighborhood Sessions featuring the Dave Matthews Band is what it was Sunday, and it's like
I've never heard of that.
They returned the Dave Matthews Band.
Yeah, who's that? I'm kidding.
They're fairly new.
I'm kidding.
They're fairly new. They returned to Virginia where they started, and Charlottesville. And they talk about how they got together because they're celebrating 25 years. It's an excellent, excellent show. And you see how much they return and give back to the community. It's really, really awesome and eye-opening, actually. I didn't know a lot.
I love it when I see a story where somebody who didn't intend to get attention has done something tremendous. And they didn't do it for the attention.
Yeah.
I forgot I got one more thing.
Right, and now back to Peon.
I don't think I've enjoyed watching a football game more.
Oh, the Rams!
Than I did last night.
Oh,
I didn't even watch it, but I heard the news. They lost. Bad.
I was soaking it up. Out. I put something on Facebook. I think it was only 7-0 or 14-0. And I go, I'm hoping for a 35-0 49ers win, and it was close.
What was the score?
28-0. I was one touchdown off. So,
oh man,
thank you.
So,
thank you to the NFL. Thank you to the
NFL
Los
gods.
Angeles Rams. Thank you to the San Francisco 49ers. It was a remarkable game.
And
a lot of fun.
And Gabrick, who played for Mizzou, was the quarterback for the 49ers, which was just perfect to me. It was because someone from Missouri beat Stan Kroenke or Enos's boys. And when Kaepernick knelt down during the national anthem, some of the Rams apparently held their hands up, like hands up, don't shoot.
No, crap. They put fists up in the air.
Oh, they put fists up?
I don't care.
Yeah.
Oh,
inappropriate. And
it's
here's the thing. Here's where I decided I don't give two hoots about the NFL anymore.
No.
When I found out that they were paid to do those tributes to wounded soldiers.
Veterans, yeah.
At halftime or before the game. And no, we like to acknowledge. And these people come out with prosthetic limbs. The NFL took money to do that. And they didn't quit it until they saw somebody went public with it. Mm-hmm. Screw them. How in the world?
Greedy.
Can people support an organization that makes, and I don't know who had to cough up the money to them, who would pay them for a tribute to wounded? That money should be spent on the wounded soldiers.
It would have had to be maybe a veterans charity.
How greedy can somebody be? The NFL makes hundreds of millions of dollars. You've got to be kidding me.
Mm-hmm.
You're that greedy? That to honor somebody whose legs were blown off by an IED, you want to be paid to honor them. Screw you.
Yeah.
I'm done with them. I don't go to games. It doesn't matter. They don't care that I don't go. But people allow stuff to happen that they shouldn't allow to happen. They just will not stand up and protest. They won't do the only thing that would get the NFL's attention is don't go to the game and watch the game until they apologize for that. And write a big fat check to Walter Reed Hospital or to, you know, VA or something and say, we are so sorry we were that greedy. Then we get back on track. Mm-hmm. That's something that burns me.
And I don't feel, but some people were saying, I kind of feel bad for rooting against the Rams. I don't feel bad at all about rooting against them.
You're rooting against Kroenke is what you're rooting against.
Yeah,
it's not the players.
Yeah, and I want them to be so bad that because he thought St. Louis was so
horrible. No, he thought going there is going to be, this is going to be the fix.
The greatest.
Lose almost every game, then maybe he'll realize it wasn't, it had nothing to do with being in St.
It's
Louis.
It's everything on the field. It's all about being.
And if he thinks they were fair weather fans here, just wait till.
Oh, that's going
to
be great.
In L.A., you only have 37 different options of what to do besides go to a football game.
Yeah, and Peon said off the air, he said the only thing that could have been better was that last night would have been their home opener.
In Los Angeles,
and lost 28-0. Because a shutout in football is rare.
Well, those people out there, they're not going to give them three seasons to
No.
Lose about six games straight. Peon's right. Get a shot of those empty seats.
Yeah.
It's going to be fantastic.
Did you see the look on some of those Rams fans in the stands last night? And they were just...
Buckle in.
Yeah.
What is a fist in the air?
I don't know.
What does that even mean?
It goes back to that Olympics. I can't remember which one. In the 60s, maybe, where two of the American athletes stood on the podium and put their right hand in the air. It was, I think, a Black Panthers.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Mm.
And I'd like to ask each of the players that did that, what is it that you're so miserable about? What is it you're protesting? You rich, overpaid baby.
Because they're rich and overpaid because of being here in the United States.
Yeah, well, they can fix that. Give the money back. Give it, if you don't like it, give it to, the VA, to Shriners, to St. Jude. Give it away.
And Kaepernick can actually help. Instead of kneeling down and being an idiot because his girlfriend is with the Black Lives Movement, he could actually donate money and create programs to go out into the community and actually do some good.
You know, when he sat down and refused to stand up, that the sale of his jerseys like quadruple or something, what is that about?
I know.
That people, what is that?
I don't know.
Wow.
But you can do that.
Yeah, I know. Look, just because you can do something doesn't mean it's the thing to do.
No.
Wrong place. Wrong thing, wrong place. All right. I wish I could have the highest level security cameras at my house. I've got some pretty good security at my house, but I can't do that level I want to do because I don't have real Wi-Fi at my house. Most of you listening can. And life is all about priorities. How do you decide what you're going to spend your money on, what you're going to spend your time on? That's really all up to you. And I don't know about you, but safety and security is a big deal to me. It has been for a long time, especially since I had kids. And it's up to you whether you have a home or a business that is secure, safe, or not. That's your call. And sadly, a lot of people put in cameras or alarms or whatever after there's a big break-in, after somebody is hurt, after something is stolen, then they do it. I have a better idea. How about doing it before so that you can nab the SOBs who do this because you've got them in high definition, crystal clear, on video, thanks to Gateway Lock and Security. Gateway Lock and Security has been around over 50 years. It's a family business. The business itself is over 50 years old. And they're in the security business. And Mr. or Mrs. Business Owner, I don't know how you can sleep at night if your company, your business, doesn't have security, especially surveillance cameras. Alarms are fine. A barking dog is fine. Racking a shotgun is fine. But that's not going to enable you to nail the perpetrator. Video will. And you have choices. You can have motion-activated cameras that start recording the minute there's movement. You can have cameras that run all the time. You can have two cameras, eight cameras, 10 cameras. You can have NVR, DVR. They'll explain what all this is. They have night vision cameras that in total darkness will record images up to 50 feet away. Gateway Lock and Security. If you're fine with no security, then you're a different kind of person than I am. They also do keyless entry systems. Oh, they're licensed, bonded, and insured, but Missouri only. You need to know that. Master key systems. One key for all your different locks. I do remember a time when you've seen people who go home and they get to the front door and they got like 8 keys on the thing.
Yeah.
And they keep trying a different key because they got to keep the front door and the back door. No. They'll rekey everything. One key for everything. They do proprietary high security lock systems, proximity card reader systems. You use a fob or a card to access your building. And of course, they do network video recorders, digital video recorders. Digital video recorder, by the way, is a DVR. NVR is a network video recorder. See how much you learn here?
Mm.
You learn a lot here. Access control. The name is Gateway Lock and Security. I like these people. I like what they do. Even though I don't understand a lot of it, I'm really into this high-tech stuff. Not so much for gadgetry or fun, but in this case, for just the feeling of security. And I love it when somebody gets arrested and thrown in jail because they were too stupid to realize there was a camera catching everything they did. I love that. Gateway Lock and Security. GatewayLockandSecurity.com.
Man, here's a guy who might be out of a job if we have driverless cars running around out there. We may not have accidents.
You think that many people will get them?
No, probably. I would. I definitely
Yeah,
would.
That's because you can't see.
Well, yeah.
There's a big difference there, Dan.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, they're still working with this. I don't know if it's a stall or an accident, but it's on northbound 270 between Marshall Road and Big Bend, and it has a left lane or at least one lane blocked right now, and you're backed up to Highway 44. Now, southbound 270 drivers, you're pretty well jammed up between Page all the way down to where this is, and then things open up. You have the earlier accident that was on eastbound 40 near Chestnut. That's been cleared, but now traffic is heavy from Kings Highway to the Poplar Street Bridge, westbound Highway 40. Those drivers slowing from McKnight out through Highway 270 and on eastbound 270. Now you're slowing east of McDonald through Highway 170. This report brought to you by Firestone. Stop by your nearest Firestone Complete Auto Care this Thursday through Sunday for big savings, like $100 off any purchase of $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
Mizzou fans, we need you at Faurot Field on Saturday, September 17th at 6:30 when your Tigers host the Georgia Bulldogs. It's the Tiger Strike game, so log on to MUTigers.com, find the map of the stadium, and wear the color that corresponds with the section you'll be sitting in. Great tickets still available, so log on to MUTigers.com or call 1-800-CAT-PAWS. Mizzou versus Georgia, the Tiger Strike game on Saturday, September 17th at 6:30. We'll see you at the zoo.
G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company makes over 30 varieties of sausage on site. Stop by G&W's full service meat market for old fashioned service and a free Bavarian beverage while you shop. 4828 Parker Avenue, just off Kings Highway.
From ABC News, I'm Aaron Katursky.